Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, hello. I'm Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. I want to do a quickie with you today. We'll just finish watching Jacksonville at New England. I'm going to try to get through every preseason game if possible in the next couple days. I will be doing the Steelers pregame show tonight and watching that one live, commentating on that one. Interesting game. Ivory started the game. Bortles started the game. Fournette was obviously the better back and was going through this defense relatively easy. I mean, his burst was really impressive. His downhill style hits the line of scrimmage really hard. He's an instant power accelerator. He bends at the waist a little more than I would like on contact, but I want to watch that more and see how his pad level is and his knee bend at the NFL level. But he ran all over the Pats early in the game. One thing that you can't overlook in this game was Jacksonville played almost all their top guys. New England didn't play anybody. I mean, not only did Brady and Gronk sit, but the whole first team, really on both sides of the ball from what I could see. I couldn't see any stars on the field for New England at all. I mean, unless you count Deion Lewis, and he was really impressive, and I think they were not treating him like a star, you know, because of the, you know, he was out there with the twos and threes, and I thought he looked really good, as did Garoppolo, who played, you know, into the second half and before giving way to, I have the number here, giving way to Brissett at the 5:14 mark of the third quarter. But I thought Jimmy looked really, really good. I mean, especially at the end of the first half. I mean, buying times in the red zone, got his shoulders square, let his receiver make a play in the end zone there to end up the half. I mean, as typical Patriots fashion, Pat score points to end the first half, and then they get the ball back in the second. And another nice drive to begin the second half from Garoppolo. So I think he is as advertised. I've been a fan. Again, this is one game. I need to say that every time we do one of these short podcasts. But, you know, he was going against the Jags ones for the most part. You know, not all of them. But there was higher on the depth chart his competition than the guys he was playing with. A couple other notes. One of my assignments was to watch Rivers, the first pick of the Patriots. And I'm writing an article about his performance. Again, it's one game. But he was highly unimpressive, really didn't do much of anything. So I was watching their edge guys a little more than general. I thought Wise, another draft pick, played well, but he was injured at the 12:41 mark. Longy, I thought, had a really good showing. He only played 20 or 25 snaps, something on that neighborhood. Ely didn't do a lot, but they bumped him in inside as an interior rusher. I think that's something we'll see from him a lot this year. But Rivers really had a rough day, I mean, to be very honest. Again, I mean, he could use more sand in his pants. He's kind of thin, not real strong in his upper or lower half. Again, I really liked Lewis. Bolden did some good things, and he's just an interesting player for New England. He is such a do-it-all guy. He's an elite special teamer, but he's a good blocker. He's a decent runner. He's a decent receiver. There's so many backs now in that backfield. I'm curious, you know, who makes the team finally for New England in terms of their running backs. I was also really impressed with Garoppolo's ball fakes, his quarterback movement. It's a little different, obviously, whenever he's in or Brissett's in as opposed to Brady with a, you know, designed quarterback movement. There was some times that I thought the Pats' backup offense moved the ball a little too easily against what I think is going to be a really good Jags D, but they didn't play the all 11 starters either. A lot of important Jags did play the entire first half, though. Fowler is a guy that showed up well, too. He made some plays in this one. That's certainly a guy to watch, hopefully, as a breakout candidate for Jacksonville. That would go a long way. Yannick Ngakoue had a first-series sack, and I like him a lot. You know, he closed really well. Nice work by him. But that's about all I had to say, all I got from this one. And again, it wasn't easy because New England didn't play their top guys at all. I mean, obviously, there would be a different situation. Something to monitor how Belichick handles that throughout the preseason.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.